Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, on these cold nights, I really wish I had a fireplace. I can't do anything about that, but what I can do is pour a little Madeira into my wine glass and just sit there and contemplate. One of the absolute greatest wines in the world, surprisingly affordable for the quality, and I think just utterly evocative.
I think you're totally correct. I don't think I have talked about Madeira for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
What an oversight. As you just mentioned, with cold weather now upon us, this is the perfect time to enjoy these delicious and completely versatile wines. Similar to Sherry and Port, Madeira is a fortified wine. However, there is a significant difference in production technique. After fortification with grape spirit, the wine is subjected to a warming process for an extended period of time before being aged, perhaps blended and bottled. This process gives Madeira its unique flavor and its incredible aging ability. So it's pretty cool stuff.
They go on forever.
Yeah. Madeira can only be produced on the Madeira Islands, which is a small island group off the west coast of Africa in the Atlantic. They are controlled by Portugal, so they're sort of Portuguese affiliates. Mm-hmm. It is available in both sweet and dry styles and often has the name of the principal grape noted on the bottle. As with port, the age noted is the average age of the wine that's in the blend. And the main grape varietals are Verdejo. Boal.
Boal.
Malmsey. Mm-hmm. And Tinta Negra.
Right.
But there are also a few others that get blended in from time to time. I was fortunate enough to be introduced to the Madeiras from H.M. Borges. This is a company that was begun in 1877 and is now managed by the fourth generation in the family. It's a high-quality house for sure. First, I had the five-year-old sweet. It is sweet like port, not sweet like candy, so don't be put off by the name. The wine is deep brownish, amber in color, with lovely aromas of roast nuts and spice with woody tones. There is a pleasing acidity that balances the sweetness, and then a long vanilla caramel finish, 18.5% ABV. Great aperitif, or perhaps with a little bit of a savory cheese course, $26.99 on the shelf.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, good value.
That's tremendous value.
Next, I tried the 10-year-old Boal, described as medium sweet. Boal is the grape variety showcased in this wine. Ever so slightly lighter in color than the five-year, the wine is more exotic and complex, aromas of caramel and almonds with a lovely, rich mouthfeel and balance, and appropriately long finish. Roast nuts and hint of chocolate in the finish. Serve again with some cheese courses or maybe dessert. I thought this was terrific and a really good value at $39.99.
Jeez.
So
it is.
Last was a 10-year-old Sercial, described as dry. In this wine, Sercial is the featured grape. Light amber in color, the wine features aromas of orange, peel, nuts, and toast. It is slightly firmer and more focused in nature, with noticeable tannins and a nutty finish. It's the driest of the three, but shouldn't be confused with like a super dry wine because it's just a different character. Madeira will usually have a little bit of sweetness anyway. This is the same price as the Boal at $39.99. And as I said at the top, I hadn't looked at Madeira in ages, but these wines are changing my opinion. The 10-year-old Boal is my wine of the week.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR.